Put your butt in there.
Good morning and welcome everyone to Jenkins Church this morning. It is a special day. It's Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to everyone. We'd like to open the service today by recognizing any first-time visitors. Are there any first-time visitors with us today? Okay. If not, welcome everyone. Announcements. Charlie, do you have some announcements?
Good morning. This Sunday is a very special day here at Jenkins. Today is Father's Day. Not one of the real biggies, but special nonetheless. We just wrapped up a very successful Bible school program, thanks to Kim and all of her helpers. Bible school is always a special event here. This is also a day in which I get to announce another special event. As of the middle of last week, the mortgage on this sanctuary was paid off. We can rejoice and give ourselves a big pat on the back. We did in 8 years what may have taken us as long as 15 to do. The money required to accomplish this feat has come in over the years through lots of hard work and concentrated effort by the members of this church. We have the annual barbecue and the Christmas bazaar. These events are difficult to put on, but well worth the effort. There have also been people in our congregation who have given large one-time gifts toward this mortgage. Sadly, we also receive many memorial gifts throughout the years. Many families give to the building fund continually, either on a weekly or a monthly basis. Thanks to all who have helped this effort over the last few years. I say all this to ask you, please don't stop doing whatever it is you're doing. This is only the latest milepost in the continuing growth here at Jenkins. As you are aware, the building committee has been working for some months on plans to connect our two buildings into one large unit. When the committee has finished all the required work, they can make the announcements to the congregation as to the scope of that project. Hopefully, their announcements will come early this fall. Let us be thankful for our progress and success. Let us be prayerful about our future and ask for blessings and grace. Thank you.
Charlie, can we ask questions? May we ask questions?
Sure.
I got in just a little late, but where did that money, extra money, come from? Pretty good song.
As you know, the mortgage balance was down to $19,900, and I've been keeping a balance in the regular building fund checking account of almost $9,000 a month and been making the payments based on what was taken in the month before in the building fund, which has been ranging $4,000 or $5,000 a month. And then in our overage account, which we've had for years, where if we have money left over at the end of every month which was not spent, we put that aside and keep building that up for a rainy day fund, and that has enabled us over the years to pay cash for an awful lot of the things that have been done here. And that balance had gone up to $21,000. So the session made a decision last Sunday night to go ahead and get it paid off. There are a lot of people in the church who felt that before we go on to other projects, let's take care of our current obligations. We certainly had a lot of cash to do it with, and so we went ahead and did it.
And where are the offering plates?
I don't know.
I'll go get them because I'll be out of a job if you don't do it.
I don't know. Bible school gets things moved, and I thought Charlie said we've got the building paid off. We don't need the offering plates anymore.
Are there any other announcements today? If you would.
The golf tournament.
Tomorrow.
No.
Okay.
I think they have one team.
Okay.
For sure. And so they're postponing it. And to a better time. Jeff, do you have any word on that?
I didn't say anything. She never confirmed.
One back here. Kim.
Kim, you have a report on Vacation Bible School? Come on up.
There's a reason I'm here early. I just want to thank the entire congregation for allowing me the opportunity to be the director of the Vacation Bible School. It was a huge blessing for me. I hope that all the kids had as much fun as I had. It gave me the opportunity to get to know a lot of adults and to get to know a lot of our middle school kids. And I hope that the younger children, it was a good Bible school because the lessons were very basic. And hopefully they learned something that they can take with them. And the other thing I want to say is I want to thank all of my adult helpers. I could go on with a huge list. I want to thank my middle school helpers. Guys, if these kids belong to you, you know how great they are. I had no idea. And that was the biggest blessing for me of all, because these middle school kids, I hope that my child will follow by their example. And I also want to let everybody know that Julie's my new hero. She is all knowing, all doing. She lets you make your own mistakes and chuckle at you. And she doesn't box you, but when you've done it wrong, she chuckles at you again. And my family got brought into this through osmosis. I want to thank them. Thank Pam for passing the torch. And I just want y'all to know how truly, truly blessed I feel, and say thank you once again.
Well, Kim, Casey was one of your middle school people, and he had a great time. Thank you. Now we'll move to our prayer request. Does anyone have a new prayer request to add today? Susan? Okay.
We think everybody knows that Linda passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Linda will be here this morning in the second service.
It's Linda Marable passed away. Anyone else?
Just Mom. I thought she was up here, but I don't
see her. Susie Camus, Jeff's mom?
Yeah, she's in the hospital in Murray County.
Okay. Anyone else this morning? If you all would please remember the ones that have been listed on the prayer list, and also our armed forces that are at war. If we would please pause a moment for a silent prayer. Amen. Before we begin our worship to God today, we'll read the call to worship. We are here to give glory and honor and praise to God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus, our Savior, through song, prayer, giving, speaking, hearing, and responding. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. I will declare that your love stands firm forever.
Good morning. It's time to sing. Would you stand with me and let's turn to page 43? Good, wonderful song of the church. Great is thy faithfulness. All three verses.
Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in thy courses adore. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Would you bow your heads and let's pray, please. Lord, how appropriate it is that we should be in your house this morning. You, the Father of all of us, as we celebrate this special day with our fathers and our husbands. Thank you, Lord, for all of them. Thank you for blessing us with them. And Lord, help us to look to you for all things as we live each day. Lord, I thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. We're just unable to comprehend in any way the amount of love and care and kindness and thoughtfulness that you have for us. But Lord, I would just ask you to open our hearts and our minds and give us the strength and courage to look ahead and to realize that you are in control. Lord, we're here today to glorify you, and please help us not to walk away thinking we didn't get what we were supposed to, because that's not the reason we're here. We're here to glorify and praise you. And Lord, please help us to keep this in our minds. I thank you, Lord, for all the people that are in need of love and care, and knowing that you will love and care for them. Lord, especially today, be with the Bryan family and Linda's family. And Lord, in her life, she showed us how her faith, but also in her death too, she showed us her faith. She died with dignity and honor. And help us to look to her, Lord, as an example. Thank you, God, again, for all the many blessings that you've given us. Be today with Pam. And Lord, be with our armed forces, and be with our countries, the countries around the world, Lord. It's not just our country. It's not just our sons and our husbands and our fathers that are there. It's the sons and husbands and fathers of people all around the world, and they all need your blessing. Lord, I ask that you would open the hearts and soften them all and help them as the leaders come together and try to work all of this out. Thank you again, Lord, for all the many blessings, and thank you most of all for your son. You gave him in great love to us, and now we pray to you as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Now we'd like to express our faith in God by the statement of faith and reciting the Apostles' Creed, please. I believe in the Holy, the Almighty Maker of heaven and earth.
I can't see it.
The Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And from this he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Turn your hymnal to 47. I think on this one you can remain seated. It's wonderful to know that we have earthly fathers that take care of us, but it's better to know that we have a heavenly Father who will take care of us, and we don't have to be dismayed because God will take care of us. Let's do the first and the last verse on this one.
Oh,
not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon His breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Well, since this morning is Father's Day, we'd like to recognize all the gentlemen in our congregation, the fathers and sons, who have contributed so much to this church and been such great examples for our children. I need a couple of children to come forward and hand these recognitions out. If Sarah and Jacob, could y'all come forward and help me? Come on, Sarah. You can do it. Okay, what we have, last year these were a big hit with our gentlemen. We've got pens and bookmarks, okay? So if you'll give each of the men in the congregation a pen and a bookmark. You take that one, Sarah, with your children? Okay. And Jason? Okay. Yep, you got it. Bookmarks are all wrapped together. It's truly a blessing to have a godly father in the home. And you just can't imagine what an example this sets for our children as they grow up. And all of you who are here, it's just wonderful to see you. And I hope you all have a wonderful Father's Day today and enjoy the rest of the year. I think Sarah's finished. Sarah, let's see. Jacob's close to being done. Get Tommy and Miss. Well, Sarah, why don't you give one to Mr. Vaughn there? Go ahead. There. Go ahead. All the men can take one, please. Even if you're not a dad, you're here, you're contributing. Yeah, go ahead. Give one to. Well. Does anybody else need one? Okay. Thank you very much.
Now we'd like to express our thanks to God by the giving of our tithes and offering. The offertory sentence comes from Psalms 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Will our ushers come forward, please?
have a friend. Your Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege to serve by in this country and in this place to worship you, your Son, and Jesus Christ. Lord, watch our lives. Lord, we humbly come before you with our tithes and our offerings. Please use me according to your will. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray this, Lord. Amen.
Scripture lesson for today comes from Psalms 103, 6 through 18. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He is slow to get angry and full of unfailing love. He does not constantly accuse us nor remain angry forever. He has not punished us for all our sins, nor does he deal with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our rebellious acts as far as from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he understands how weak we are. He knows we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass, like wildflowers. We bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we have never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments. The word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Praise be to God.
She's welcome to take it. One last song before Pam brings us the message. Page 58. Sometimes when I sing, I don't always listen to the words, but I'd like for us to sing the third verse and really listen to the words while we sing them. Just the third verse. Just the third. Just the third verse.
This is my Father's word. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler.
is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus, who died, shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one.
Good morning. One thing I want to say, as Kim was giving all her thank yous to everybody for Vacation Bible School, she did a wonderful job. This was the most beautifully decorated Bible school I have ever been to. And I'm so glad she took it over, because I'm just not that creative. But she worked hard and she did a great job. And just like everybody does, she's stressed over it, but like I told you, you'll get through it and it'll fall into place, and it did, didn't it? So thanks, Kim. We really appreciate it. This morning on Father's Day, several months ago, I heard a song that wasn't a Christian song. It was a country song, but the words of the song really touched my heart, and I felt like I needed to share what it said to me with the congregation. So when Karen was looking for somebody to do the Father's Day service, I said, I'll do it. I feel like I got something to say. This is my platform up here, but not really. More than what I had to say, I felt like it's something that God wanted us to hear. When my children were younger, we would ask them, how much do you love me? They'd spread their arms open wide and say, I love you this much. Then we'd turn around and they would ask us, how much do you love me? We'd open our arms up and say, I love you this much. Sometimes, just to aggravate, we'd say, this much. But really, this much. We love you this much. In the 70s, I don't know if you guys remember, there was the cartoon character in the comics, Ziggy, came out. And in one of the cartoons, the artist depicted Ziggy with his arms open wide saying, I love you this much. That turned into a trend of products and stickers, but what I remember most of all were the statues that we used to buy that had the arms stretched out that said, I love you this much. And if you had a mother, a father, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, you know, that you wanted to say that to, then you went and bought one of these little statues. The song that I heard that touched me was titled, I Love You This Much. The song talks about a boy who is estranged from his father as a child. It tells how the boy loved his dad so much, and he waited patiently for the father to decide if he loved him too. The song goes on to speak of the anger and aloneness the son felt because his father never reciprocated his feelings. The words of this verse affected me, my emotions, profoundly, because I've always compared our relationship to God to the relationship between a parent and a child. How could any parent not love their child? It made me think about how blessed I was to have a father who loved and supported me through thick and thin. My mom and dad were divorced when I was in high school. My dad could have walked away and forgot about me, but he didn't. Miles and state lines never separated us. He was always there when I needed him. It made me thank God for the father that my husband is to our children. It also made me sad, for I know it's a fact that there are many in this world who have always felt alone and unloved, without anyone to call on, no one to lean on. Everyone deserves a father or a father figure to look up to, a father who forgives and forgets, who is faithful, a teacher, a hero, a hugger, a father who is ever-present and everlasting, one who rewards us when we deserve it and reprimands us when we're out of line, a comforter and a counselor. Do you know a father like this? If you're one of the people whose answer is no, I have good news. You have a father like this, a perfect father. He makes no mistakes. He has complete knowledge and perfect wisdom in dealing with his children. This Father is devoted to meeting all your needs. He does not promise to satisfy all your wants, for no good father would spoil his children. But He is always present and always ready to provide you with all the love you could ever want or need. This Father is God the Father. Do you know Him? Have you heard of Him? Have you felt His presence but turned away? If you don't know Him, what are you waiting for? You say, I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this kind of love. I've done so many bad things in my life, made so many bad decisions. It's too late. God couldn't possibly love someone like me. Let me share the ending of this song I was telling you about earlier. Remember, the son has been waiting his whole life for his father to return his love. Now he's a grown man and his father's passed away. As he sits in the church, filled with hurt, anger, sadness, and pain, he looks up as the choir sings a hymn. Above the preacher, he sees him. And as he stares into his face, he says, Forgive me, Father. For he finally realized he hadn't been unloved or alone all his life. Jesus' arms were stretched out as far as they'd go, nailed to the cross for the whole world to know. I love you this much, and I'm waiting on you to make up your mind, do you love me too? No matter what it takes, I'm never giving up. No matter what, I love you this much. What a revelation. Jesus' crucifixion is the answer to the age-old question, how much do you love me? His answer, I love you this much. I died for you. I will never look at the crucifixion the same. Instead of dwelling on the pain and suffering that our Lord endured, instead of seeing the blood and torn flesh, I see my Father with His arms open wide, waiting for me to come to Him, waiting for me to accept Him, to receive the love and forgiveness He has offered me my entire life. All along, He has been there waiting on my decision, asking me, do you love me too? God the Father loves you more than any human can. His love can fill the empty parts of you and make you whole. He's waiting patiently. He'll never give up. He will continue to knock at your heart's door until you open it and let Him in. With God, your life won't be perfect. You'll still have trials and tribulations to face, hurt and disappointment to contend with, but you will have the peace and love and strength of a Father that will see you through your pain and lift you up in your joy, a Father that will bring more happiness to your life than you have ever imagined. To the human fathers here today, I challenge you to be a reflection of Father God. No, you will never be perfect, for you are only mortal. You will make mistakes and bad decisions with your children. By allowing your child to see God in you, you will teach them love, compassion, forgiveness, and many other values that they can pass on to their children. When they ask, how much do you love me? You can open up your arms and say, I love you this much. But let me tell you about someone who loves you even more than I. If there's anyone here who does not know God the Father through Christ Jesus, I beg you to wait no longer. Do not take the chance of spending eternity estranged from your Father. Give your life to Him today. What are you waiting for? He loves you this much.
Right, He does. One last hymn. Stand with me as we turn to 268. God our Father, we adore Thee. Let's sing the first verse.
God our Father, we adore Thee. We Thy children bless Thy name, chosen in the Christ before Thee. we are holy without blame. We adore thee, we adore thee. Of us praises we proclaim. We adore thee, we adore thee. Of us praises we proclaim.
May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. God bless you. Have a great day. Thank you.